Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And then you come to me and tell me I could face anything.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, man. And if you are tuning in, we definitely appreciate you coming through here on Mike Nice tonight, man. And I'm so excited about today, man. This is the fourth episode of this year as we have come back and hit the airwaves, man. If you're listening in right now, make sure you can also tune in so many ways now. We want to be able to have the listeners catch us in every way, every facet possible. So you can also catch us. We're back and live on the air now on Facebook Live and Periscope. All you have to do is just look up Lyrical Forte. And if you're listening in also on telephone, I also have a chat room live on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice as well. And if this is your first show, man, welcome, welcome, welcome. We definitely appreciate you coming through tonight. And tonight, man, I just simply want to dedicate this show to all the mothers as we approach Mother's Day this up and coming Sunday. And so we definitely want to pay homage to all the mothers out there, because I know it's not an easy job, just, you know, just looking at all the ladies that are in my family, things like that. I mean, just, you know, just making a way out of no way, you know, and that we definitely want to pay homage to you. And you can definitely call in starting now. And that calling number is 646-668-8072. And you are free to share a piece. You are free to sing a song, whatever the case may be. And if you have a discussion topic, we can throw that in there as well, man. And we also want to start paying attention to things that, you know, that are going on too as well, and making people aware of it, and, you know, just educating people on things that they should be aware of and what they should be paying attention to in the news and things like that. Not to be so much, you know, so political and things like that, but we definitely want to shed light on things that are going on and things that affect us, and, you know, how we can be a part of the solution when it comes to different things that are going on. But hey, stay tuned. Again, you can call in. That call in number is 646-668-8072. And hey, I'm looking forward to hearing from you tonight. I know that there's going to be some great poetry coming through, and I know that you're going to enjoy the show as well. So hey, stay tuned, and we'll be right back. At the moment, it seems like we're having technical difficulties as far as on the actual site. If you're listening in by phone right now, you're probably not able to hear the music right now, and we're gonna get that fixed. So definitely, just bear with us and be patient. Thank you.
I take you home to mama, let you meet my friend, cause you don't come with drama, so I want you till the world ends. You're way more than worth it, but I don't feel like I deserve it. You got the pieces, you're my kind of person. I don't work hard when it's easy, put in work when it's hard, and girl I never believed in love until I had yours. This is more than a season, and I'm not just wrong. I'm not afraid to tell you that you're the one. I'm the one you wake up thinking about, the one I can run to at night. Girl, nobody's on the passage, beating you right now. Cause
I'll take your phone to mama. I'll let you meet my friends, cause you don't come with drama. So what you tell the world is, you're way more than worth it. And I don't feel like I deserve it. You got the pieces. You're my kind of perfect. You're my kind of perfect.
Welcome back to Mike Nice. Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte. And we, again, appreciate you being here on this great Tuesday as we just celebrate and pay homage to mothers today. And feel free to get in on the phone lines as well. Again, that call-in number is 646-668-8072. And if you've been listening in, man, I know that you're going to enjoy this show tonight, and thank you for all those who are listening on Facebook Live, Periscope, and all those sites that we have here on Mike Nice. And I know you've probably been listening in, too, and like, what's going on, man? We're having some technical issues, but we're going to get through this show and make sure that, hey, we do what we have to do in order to correct them. But the show will go on. We'll have some things to critique on, but I guess that's the thing about doing something on your own, or when you're trying to do something big and better, there'll be things that'll try to stop it. But we're going to keep things going, man. We have the phone lines open once again, and we're going to bring a caller on the line. We have been blessed to have her every week now since Mike Nice has started back, and it's been a blessing to have Arthur Petrina. How are you doing today?
Hey there. I'm all right. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I can't complain. How has your Tuesday been today?
It's been busy at work, and now I'm tired.
Got you. Yeah. Hey, but you're making it out though, right? You're making it out, right?
I met one of the actors off of Walking Dead. I don't watch the show, but it was just interesting hearing the show. He came to the school and talked to the kids.
Okay. Good. Okay. Cool deal. And I appreciate you helping me out on the other end, letting me know what's going on the phone lines as well.
Oh, anytime.
No doubt. Do you have a piece to share with us today?
I do. I actually had started one like a week ago, and I had finished it up today, but I didn't realize it was the Mother's Day today. I guess I was thinking next week. So I'll save that for next week. I just digged out my when I wrote my grandma when I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
And I was
at
Job Corps. We had an assignment at Job Corps to write something about our heroes. So yeah, I wrote something about my hero and then I wrote a poem to add to it. So. For goodness sake, and I lost the
pain. You're fine. Take your time.
I just had it all open. It's in my book. My first book, My Silent Cry. Yeah, let's see. What page was that? Oh, I found it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. It's called Grandma For You, I Wish I Could. I wish I could buy you a house on the hill and a maid for all the times you took on the role of a maid. I want to nurture you like you nourish me. I want you to feel free from all your past hurts and misery. I want you to know how much I really appreciate all that you've done for me. I want you to understand how much you've really touched me, how much of an impact you've had in our lives. I wish I could take away all of your pain and in return joy you would gain. I wish I could fill your heart with nothing but laughter and everything be happily ever after. I wish I could sing a sweet song in your ear that would dry up each and every tear and drive away all your fears that you have kept through the years. I want the rest of your days on this earth to be filled with joy, and I want to be the cause of your joy. But if this wish never comes true, at least you know I wish I could. I wish I could do all this for you. Grandma, for you, I wish I could.
I like. Awesome. So, excuse me, so I take it you were raised by your grandmother?
Yeah, I was raised by my grandmother for, 8 years of my life. Yeah. So,
where are you from?
I'm from Ohio.
Okay,
awesome. I live here in Alabama, but I'm from Ohio originally.
Okay, cool. What made you come to Alabama from Ohio?
Good question. Actually, I came here from Connecticut.
Okay. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. What made you come?
Honestly, not to sound super religious, but I had prayed about it. You know, I was leaving Connecticut, and I did not want to go back to Ohio. And my aunt and uncle, I had lost contact with them and had been looking for them. I thought they had moved to Alabama. And so I got a hold of her, and my aunt kept telling me to come down to Alabama. And I was like, Alabama, that doesn't even sound nice. But every time she was saying, I kept feeling this peace about it. So I was like, I'm going to pray about it. And so I prayed about it, and I felt like God gave me several signs. And so I ended up over here.
Good. How long have you been here?
Oh, it's been over 10 years now. That was like 06.
Okay. All right. So I take it that has your stay been here, has it been pleasant?
You know, I take the bad with the good. I think overall,
yeah.
I know that this is where I was supposed to be for that season of my life. But I'm asking God, is that season up?
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
I'm ready to explore some other things, other places. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Decade.
I'm I'm born and raised in Alabama, but definitely wouldn't mind if an opportunity came about where God saw fit for me to go somewhere else. You know, like, as much as I love Alabama and it'll always be home, but, you know, it's good to, you know, kind of venture out and, you know, see other places, do other things.
Yeah, I went to Connecticut with my first job. I was there for 3 years. I didn't like it there. I stayed down the road from Yale College, but I didn't like New Haven.
I heard you say you went to Job Corps. How was your experience at Job Corps? Because I know it's down here. A lot of people really don't understand Job Corps and the benefits of Job Corps.
Yeah, I remember hearing you talking about it the other time. I meant to speak on it. I didn't get a chance to. My experience was awesome, but I wasn't here. I was in Ohio. And but I have worked at the one here, the one in Gaston. I have been a fill-in and stuff like that, like on TRN and worked in the dorms and stuff. There's a lot of positive and negatives at all. I believe at all Job Corps, probably. You know, I don't think it's for everybody, but if somebody is very mature and they're, you know, a leader, they're not so easily, you know, following the wrong crowd or something like that, they can really benefit from Job Corps. You know, you can get a trade, and same time you can work on your diploma if you don't have it, or your GED or whatnot. And, you know, so it's just a lot of different benefits you can get. They can help you, you know, go to college after that and help pay towards some of that. I know that's how the one in Gaston does, I believe. You can go to Gaston State and stay there, you know, for free. Or you can, then they give you a little check, I think, every, I forget how often it used to be. I was like 23 when I went. So I was like right at the end, too. I forget what the age cutoff is. I think it's 24. I'm not sure. But I went with my best friend, so it was fun, you know.
Okay.
We went there. We went to Dayton, the one in Dayton, Ohio. And,
okay.
You know, yeah, I didn't need to stay long. I had my daughter. She was young. And my grandma was watching her. And she stayed in this building. They didn't want no children there. So I left. And she continued and finished all hers. So I didn't even get to finish there. But the experience was awesome. You know, different people that I met, some people I'm still in contact with. You know, even on social media or something, we were able to find each other again and, you know, just be an encouragement to one another. But it definitely has its pros and cons.
Right.
You know, because the one we were at, they had, like, you know, games, supposedly games, and, you know, it was pretty rough. Dating is rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's all about where you go and which one you pick out and the type of the person that they are. You know, are they going to be easily influenced, or are they really business-minded, educational-minded, like I'm going to handle my goals and, you know, get this done, you know.
Got you. Okay. Well, before you get off the mic, I want to ask you two questions. What's the best piece of motherly advice you have ever received? And what's the best piece of advice that you can give young people today?
The best motherly advice I ever got?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you giving me some hard questions when I'm tired? No.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm going to think of the best one right now, you know.
Or
but,
just one that you can remember that has stuck with you.
Okay, one that sticks with me a lot that I think about, like, probably at least every month. My grandma always told me about saving. You know, like out of each check or whatever you get, I don't care if it's nothing but $5 or $10 to save something for a rainy day. So
yeah,
that always stuck in my head. It really helped me. So when there's times where I might be without a job and people be wondering how am I making it and how am I getting my bills paid because I saved. I'm living off of savings. You know?
Yeah.
That's a piece of that she gave me, and she still says it to this day. You know, she said it almost every time we talk, at least once a month. She would say it anyway. And even if she did not, it's in my head. It's installed in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Says,
right. Okay.
Yeah, so that would be one that just come to mind right away. And then you said, what advice would I give to children? Did you say children
or to young people? If you had advice that you would give your daughter or son, something that this generation really needs to take heed to.
Man, it's so many things. I wouldn't even know where to begin. I gave my daughter, I talked to her about everything. You know, she's grown now. I was a teen mom. So, you know, I had a lot of talks with her, you know, at a young age, you know, growing up, a lot of deep conversations, a lot of things that I tell her is about being a leader as well, you know, not, you know, giving in to peer pressure, because we all deal with it, even once you've grown, you know, but being her own person and being the leader. And if you are going to follow somebody that's doing something productive, that's something that is meaningful and has something to do with your purpose and your destiny, you know. I was telling her even about, you know, just going after her dreams and never giving up on herself and never forget your worth and your value, you know, and just learning self-love and not allowing people or jobs or any man, any friend or nobody to disrespect you to the point that you can't even respect yourself anymore. Kind of some of the same stuff that we talked about, you know, the other week
right.
when I was reading some of that poetry.
Right.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that, you know, I talk to her about a lot and just, you know, finding what it is that she is passionate about. She loves people. She loves helping people. And sometimes she can get out of balance with that, you know, with people just using her. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I try to teach her some balance as well. And, you know, it's good to help people and, you know, kind of make a difference and stuff. But it's good to have some balance and to have a relationship that is not one-sided.
Yeah.
Where you both
yeah.
are benefiting. Yeah. Everybody's benefiting. You know.
Definitely.
So basically, I think one of the main things that I think I learned for me that I've been telling her is that, you know, don't allow yourself to get brainwashed even with religion or everybody
mm-hmm.
else's point of view and everybody else's opinion. You know, seek God for yourself.
Oh,
and
man,
if you make
yeah.
mistakes, your own mistakes, you know, it wasn't because, oh, so-and-so told me to do this, and, you know what I mean? Make your own decision. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect. But, you know, forgive yourself. And know,
right.
and still know you and your worth, even in the midst of it all.
We definitely appreciate that. I'm sorry.
I said it really just depends on what topic it is on.
Yeah.
What advice I can get.
That was some good stuff though right there. It definitely was something good, you know, especially when you know, it's we live now in a generation. This the what they call us as the millennials, you know. We definitely I think have come about in a way of, you know, wanting to stick out and be our own person, but you know, sometimes I think our generation can be too free, and so, you know, like you said, you know, just, you know, if we're going to do something, make sure it's because of us and not what somebody else has told us or influenced us as.
Exactly, and I ain't saying go do something crazy, but I mean, if you have to
right.
make a mistake to learn from it, that's your decision, you know, so I'm just trying to allow her to mature on her own and to be grown and make her own decisions. Like, we had moved into a home, and, you know, we used to live in Gaston. And
okay.
You can tell she missed Gaston. And I was like, you know, your heart is in Gaston. So, babe, that's where you should be. And that's okay. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. Like, my heart is somewhere else. I'm going to be somewhere else. But we can always mm-hmm. visit each other. Not even move that far. You know what I mean? We're very close. And I don't want us to be too codependent or anything. But, you know, we've always been very close, even in the midst of all of our, you know, this, you know, of course we get on each other's last nerves, like, you know, but we were very supportive, very close.
Right,
and
right.
She writes as well. She need to get on here. She ain't wrote nothing in a long time,
yeah.
but we used to write
yeah.
together.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, she has some writings in my book. my first book, At My Silent Cry. I think she had two out. Two or three in there. I think two. She was only 12 and 13, though, when she wrote those.
Ah, man.
So,
yeah.
They were fun.
Yes, we definitely have to get her on here and make the mic nice sometime.
Yeah, and now that you say that, the one she wrote is about mother. One of them. One of them is about mother. When she was only 12, and she might want to read it next Sunday.
Okay. That'll work.
We ain't prepared for it now. She might not get on the mic. I'll ask her.
Awesome. That'll be great. And again, just, I mean, I can't thank you enough for coming through and always just shedding light on different things and just opening up our listeners' ears and things like that. Some definitely some valuable advice you shared as well.
I appreciate that. I don't mind. Yeah, I like to write and stop. You know, it's a therapy. It's a good relief.
Definitely, you know, and I think too, as a writer and an author, let somebody know that whatever they're going through, they're not going through it alone. And just like
exactly.
We got through it, they can get through it as well.
Exactly. That's why I like talking to, you know, teen moms and different things. Like, I was 16 when I got pregnant, you know, so when my daughter turned 18, I was only 35. So, you know, I made it through that.
Right.
And I want to get somebody else to do the same. Of course, I try to talk them out of not getting pregnant in the first place. If they already didn't get pregnant, I want them to know that they can, you know, you can still survive. You can still make it,
right.
You know. Sometimes you might have to put your dreams on hold and everything, but you can still make it. Even as a single mother with no help, you can make it, you know.
Yeah.
With the help of the Lord, you know.
Right.
We can't do everything in our own strength, but as I leaned into him, you know, he helped me through it. Because it's not easy being a single mom or being a teenage mom or, you know, things like that. So, and I was thinking about when you were talking about, you know, people, children going after their own dreams. A lot of times, some parents like to live their life through their children because they didn't get to accomplish those goals, and we have to be so careful. Not to do that. And so for me, I try to be really careful with checking myself to make sure I'm not trying to control my daughter in any way, because only thing I require respect, but I don't want to control her. I want her to live her life and make her decision. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
It makes me think about that movie. I don't know if you remember Love and Basketball. And I don't know if you ever watched Love and Basketball back in 2001.
Oh, definitely. Most,
yeah. Well, you remember the guy, he did not really like basketball. He was doing that for his father to impress his dad. And, you know, his dad was a ball player and stuff, but that wasn't his passion. But it was his girlfriend's passion.
Yeah.
You know. So that's why it's really good, too, because at the end of the day, you're not going to feel fulfilled.
Right.
You know, at some point, you know, we got to go after our own God-given dreams and destinies and, you know, find our own purpose. And sometimes that takes making a lot of mistakes. We all still fighting our way. We ain't got it all figured out, and that's okay. You know?
Right. Definitely.
And we got to follow our God-given instincts and intuition.
Yes. And I appreciate you sharing that clip. We definitely need to get you on here and co-host with me when we do that purpose show about, you know, living in our purpose. I think it would be great for you to come on and just share that show with me and really give your insight on that.
Awesome. I'm not living mine completely, but I'm learning and I don't mind. That would be an honor.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely talk about it more. And, you know, that's what it's about. You know, it's just, you know, sharing your journey about it. Even though, you know, you say you're not where you want to be, you're still on that journey to get there.
Right. And I can share the things that delayed me, you know, as well.
Yeah.
And I realized.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely to, you know, I'll definitely reach out to you and we get that going, because I think it'll definitely be great to be able to get your insight on even more things, and just, you know, just share a lot more. You know, that's what it's really about, is just learning from each other. I tell young people all the time, and it's funny that I say that because I'm young myself, but I tell
an old man in a young man's body, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where we don't, as young people, we don't have to go through everything to realize that it's bad, you know?
Yes.
We can see what other people. Say that again.
Oh, I was saying, yeah, we can learn from other people's mistakes. We don't have to go through all of them.
Right, right. And
everybody can't make it through it. To be honest,
exactly.
We all are equipped with certain things. And so there's only certain levels that we can endure. And we say that God doesn't give us more than one bear, but what if God didn't give it to us? We went after it.
Right. We gave it to it. Yes, yes.
Exactly. Gave into it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, and I look around myself and the things that I've been being blessed not to be involved in, it's because I've seen it around me, and it's like that was a deterrent. That was the deterrent for me, you know, seeing what they went through so that I didn't have to go through it myself. You know, it's just like when, you know, people that have, you know, cancer. When you have a family member that has cancer, you can, you know, you can acknowledge or you can say how bad cancer is because of what your family members have had to go through. And without you necessarily knowing the pain yourself, you can acknowledge that, hey, cancer is bad, and it, you know, it not only tears up a body, but it can tear up families. You know, it could be someone who was the head of the household or kept the family together, and is now, you know, since that person has gone on, you know, now they have to figure out how they're going to, you know, keep the family together and things like that and keep it going.
Yeah, and sometimes just to even stay in their right mind, because, you know, everybody, I think most people can relate to cancer somewhere in their family or friends or something. Some are more closer than others, you know, like your parents, your siblings, your children. My son died from cancer, and he was only 6. And he passed cancer in 2010. And so I know the effects that it can cause. It can tear somebody's whole life, their whole world upside down. Your life is never the same again. And you have to find a reason to live again, a reason for, you know, find meaning in it, you know. Like, who can I help? How can I, you know, you don't want to feel like it was just in vain. Like, how can I use this somewhere in a positive way to help somebody else? And I'm still seeking God for all that, because I don't have all the answers. But I did write a children's book in my pen name, which is Bella Contrella, that's on Amazon, and it is dedicated to him. And in the back of the book, you know, after the story, because, you know, I do my poetry and stuff, just little health tips for children. You know, it shows some of his stuff, some of his drawings, some things he wrote. Because he was 5 when he was diagnosed, but he was already, you know, in the last stage or whatever. So just stuff that he wrote and that he did, just telling a little bit about his story, you know. But I left that in the back just for, you know, people want to share it with their kid if they can. If they don't, they don't, you know, have to or whatever. But there's a book trailer on YouTube of it. It's Learn with Tierra and Tyler series, Bella Contrella.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Contrella is spelled KEMTRELLA. Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat that for us?
Bella is BELLA, and then Contrella is KENTRELLA.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to make sure I tweet that right now during the show, so people who are listening, they can actually check that out right now.
Yeah, the kids love it. I played it too. There's a song on the book trailer that's like it's like a gospel rap that was made for him before he passed, and it was through Songs of Love Foundation. They make songs for children that are terminally ill, and they did a professional job. It was just unreal. All I did was fill out an application. Now, it's changed now because I guess they get so many people now. They can't, you know, do all what they did. Now they do contests, and they can only choose so many kids. But back then, you know, I think almost everybody that was coming at them, they were giving it to them. I think we got it back in 3 days, and it was like a gospel rap. And I had to fill out an application just telling about him. And so that song was like his whole little autobiography.
Oh, wow.
You know, about before he was sick and after he was sick. You know, it's kind of like most of it was more before he got sick and stuff, just how he was and what he liked, his favorite sayings and stuff like that. But it was very upbeat, and that's what I was looking for, because I wanted to be able to play it still after he was gone and be able to have a good feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, it's bittersweet. So of course, you know, you might cry sometimes with it and laugh at the same time because, you know, there's funny memories and stuff. Yeah. But I had the whole idea in my head, the book trailer, and somebody, you know, put it together for me. It was awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for just coming through and just being so transparent and sharing with us. We have people on Facebook Live right now who are really enjoying our conversation that we've had. Several people have commented on Facebook Live, and we appreciate you listening in. And definitely look forward to definitely connecting with you so we can just kind of be inspired by you even more.
Oh, thank you so much. You inspire me as well, especially, you know, being so young and seeing, you know, how you're being positive and trying to make a difference and, you know, using your art and just getting out there. I appreciate that. You know, it's all about, you know, it's not always about how many come yet. You know, I know you know, like take a minute to get it back to where it used to be or whatever, but it's all about the value that is brought to it. It's not about, you know, how many or the variety and all that, but
right.
I am grateful for that, and I know I forgot last time to give my contact information on Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off of Petrina on Periscope and Twitter, and that's spelled as P as in Prosper, A T R Y N A. So it's a Y, not a I. Off of Petrina on Twitter and Periscope, and then on Facebook it's Petrina Guseby, and then I have an author Petrina Guseby page, and my last name is spelled G-O-O-S-B-Y. And I had a little fiction book that I had, this story came to me when I was like younger than my daughter, and I'm more of a poet songwriter. I don't really read fiction, but I know God gave me the story, and it was about this girl overcoming abuse and stuff. And, you know, she was like a young girl, like 11, 12, and, you know, she was overcoming a lot of abuse in her household and different things. And so I just recently published that, but I hadn't really been marketing it or anything, because I'm going to do some more work to it. But I do think that it can be very helpful. But it's called The Pain Was Not in Vain. There's purpose in the pain.
Wow. Okay.
It's on Amazon as well, in my name.
Okay, I found that as well, and make sure that I share that. And maybe when we get you on, we can also get you to talk about that also.
Oh, great. Sure. Yeah. And I need to figure out how to get on that Blog Talk Radio. You said you had a chat on that?
Yes, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, there will be a chat. Well, I think you actually have to also sign in also, but once you sign in, you make you an account, there's a way where you can actually get on there and chat with not only me, but everyone that's on that chat, the chat line.
So I need to make an account. Okay.
And it's a great way also to just connect with different listeners and things like that also.
Right. Awesome. Okay.
Well, again, thank you so much, and we definitely look forward to having you back on.
Awesome. Anytime. Have a good one.
You too. Oh man, that was a great, great conversation there. And definitely look forward to having her back on. But it was so many things right there that we could talk about and really get in depth with it. Not only, you know, talking about being a single parent, but going through a situation where you you lose someone and at a very young age, and it's crazy how getting on here every Tuesday and just seeing where the conversation goes and how it just, the guy just kind of takes over and just shed his light on the show. But I really appreciate each and every one of you who are tuning in. And hey, make sure that you, if you're still tuned in right now, make sure that you share this on your social media. Let people know that we're doing this every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, or you can listen in to the show as well and watch us. At the end of every show, I always say, see you on the radio. And, hey, we have definitely brought that to light now as we are streaming on Facebook Live as well as Periscope. Also, all you have to do is just look up Lyrical Forte and you can check us out. But, hey, stay tuned. We still have the phone lines open. I have another caller on the line and we're going to bring them on right after this little break. And, hey, just know that, you know, your hard work will soon pay off. I know there's someone that may be out there who's just like, you know, every time I try to do something or I try to get to where I'm at, something else happens. But just continue to trust in the process and know that you are closer to your dreams. Thank you.
We don't have to take our clothes off for that number one spot and lose my spot with you. Yeah, I've been about that life, now I wanna get something new. Tell me what you're drinking, whatever you're drinking, soon you're thirsty again. Let me tell you about my friend, he is patron to the end. If life was a song and you feel out of gear, then play this one for me. Oh.
If I talk about you, can I get some love on the radio?
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and you are still listening in to Mike Nice here on Facebook Live, Periscope, as well as blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice as well. And make sure that you connect with me. If you are not connected with me on any of my social media, we'll love to have you there and just stay connected with us and follow us as we continue to do some great things and make Mike Nice bigger and better. But I also want to let y'all know before we keep things going on for the rest of the show, let y'all know of some events that will be happening on here close to me. If you're listening and you're close to me in Gadsden, Alabama, we have a couple of things that are going on. Anniston Council on Arts and Humanities presents Mother's Appreciation, and that will be May the 13th in Anniston, Alabama at the Coffee Cliff. Again, that's in Anniston, Alabama on May the 13th at the Coffee Cliff. And they will have workshops, they will have open mic readings and performances. The workshops start on May 13th at 11 a.m.
and the open mic readings and performances start at 12 p.m. And adults as well as youth are welcome to read. And there will be food and beverages for sale. So make sure that if you're not doing anything on May the 13th, everything starts at 11. Make sure you come through, and it's going to be some great things that are going on. And this will be sponsored by not only the Anniston Council on Arts and Humanities, but also the Coffee Cliff and Poetic Empowerment. And, man, I'm telling you, this is a great group. I know the guy that oversees it, great, great poet, and just doing some great things in the community as well for the young people also. Flanardo Taylor, also known as Freak Nardo. And if you want more information on that event, you can call 256-419-8771. And make sure if you're listening in, you're like, well, I didn't get that down. You can always go back and listen to the archives of this show on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. And if you have missed any part of today's show, you are more than welcome to go back and check the archives or just share this with somebody. If something was said that you would like to share with other people, you can also do that as well. Yours truly will be presenting at an event on Saturday, May the 20th. But the Jewels Ministry here in Gaston, Alabama, will present the Ultimate Woman Conference. And the conference host is Pastor Teresa Smith of New Covenant Church. And it starts Friday, May the 19th at 7 p.m. And it goes on again on Saturday, May the 20th at 12 noon. And I will be presenting on May the 20th, 12 noon apiece, about the Ultimate Woman. And the Jewels Ministry is very, very awesome ministry that I've been able to be a part of different events that they've had. They always have a domestic violence awareness breakfast every year in the month of October to spotlight domestic violence awareness. And again, make sure that you attend this conference, ladies. This is a great event. And they will also have a meet and greet that Saturday. So this is May 19th and 20th. And before the noon service, they will also have a meet and greet. So you get to meet and greet the different people that will be there. And they will have a lunch provided as well that noon. So make sure you stay tuned to that. Also, Mike Nice's very own will be presenting this Friday, May the 12th, at 7 p.m. at Club Empire for the Pre-Mother's Day Day Night event. And this is sponsored by Laugh-A-Thon Entertainment. And this will be at Welburn, Alabama, at Club Empire. And I'll make sure that she gives us more information on it, but it will be a headliner comedian ice cream hosted by Max the Comedian, music by Billy D. Brown, and featured by Mike Nice's very own, the Serum of Truth, will be performing at this event. So we definitely want to sponsor her. And we actually have her on the phone lines now as well. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm so glad that you can join us on this Tuesday. Tell us more about the Pre-Mother's Day night.
Absolutely. It is a celebration where you can bring anybody of any age. This is not something just for the young folks. This is an actual comedy and spoken word night. They're going to be giving away prizes. There will be food there, and we all, everybody that's on the program, are planning to show up and show out and just have a good time to kick off, you know, Mother's Day weekend.
Awesome. Well, definitely, if you are out there and you're listening and you don't have anything going on there Friday, please come out and support Serum of Truth. Awesome, man. We would just like to congratulate you as well for everything that's coming your way also.
Well, thank you very much. I try. At one point, I didn't think that I would be able to do anything with it, but, you know, God always got a ram in the bush.
Definitely, definitely. And, hey, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Right, right. Tonight, I saw that it was going to be mothers or whatever. I did not know because I chose my little topics from my Facebook feed for today.
Got you.
So I'm going to save my little Mother's Day pieces for next Tuesday.
Okay, okay. That's fine.
Well, I noticed. LaQuinn, and I noticed that, you know, the same issues was popping up all down my feed, you know. And I saw that it was like three main things. Well, really four, but three main ones that were repetitive, like constantly all down the feed today. And I saw that it looked like the church ain't been doing its part with its people. And people are mad at the church. And I have a little message for them tonight that hopefully, you know, they can get it in their spirit about that. And I saw that friends ain't friends no more. And they've been friends all their life. And they keep, you know, they have a repetitive type relationship where you always hurting me. Well, that don't sound friendly to me. So I got a little PSA for them, too.
Hey, that's all right. Hey, hey, lay it down, lay it down.
Right, I'm going to start with the friend ones. They're short, they're not very long, but directly to the point, you know, how I like it.
Got you. Food for thought, huh?
Absolutely. This is almost like a little letter to the friend, honey, that'll tell you what to do with it. It's called Old Endings and New Beginnings. Dear old friend, I'm not sorry to inform you that we are no longer friends. It's not me completely. You definitely played your part. This has been on my mind for a while now and weighing heavily on my heart. I will try not to hold you too long, so I will go ahead and start. You have been in my life for a long time. The story you tell may differ greatly from mine. I have to be brutally honest. We've been wasting each other's time. My life has changed for the better, but you are no longer supportive kind. I tried my best to look over your flaws as a friend, but I just can't this time. I give up the clubs, different lovers and drinks. Call me whatever you want. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm trying to live right and work out my kinks. I cannot move forward or upward with you around. Our whole friendship is worthless, and it stinks. You don't think about tomorrow, and you could give two craps about today. Your presence in my life is deafening to my progress. I need you to go away. You're not my real friend anyway. You made that clear when you talked about me and tried to lead my true friends astray. Bad news and drama are the only pictures you paint or messages you relay. We would be better off if we don't kick it anymore. We will both be okay. I know I will because I continue to pray and bind up demons in sheep's clothing that pretend to be my friends on the day-to-day. I pray even harder that you finally get it together. But when you do, please don't come my way because when it's done, it's done. I'm still going to keep reformed snakes at bay. Signed, XA. Sometimes you got to let it go, LaQuinn.
Yeah.
I love you, honey, but I got to let it go. You ain't meaning me no good. Life is short. Drop them friends. Drop them videos. Let it go.
I heard.
There go. Sometimes it's just for a season, LaQuinton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about the church. Now, you know I've been known to give the church a hard time. But
yeah,
it's not undue punishment, you understand, because the church has a big responsibility. And I hate to see my friends that do attend church regularly, you know, and participate in all the functions get so messed over dealing with the church.
Yeah.
So I put this in my book. It's called On a Religious Note. It's the Unspoken Emotion series, the book I've been trying to get out for the past year, but the Lord will make a way. It's called On a Religious Note. On a religious note, I cannot cope. Preaching from a revised and incomplete version of the Bible is a joke. telling fairy tales and fables to the masses as mainstream religion is a hoax. To be a real believer, you have to do research and take some notes. You're going to have to be inquisitive and denounce your regular involvement with churchy folks. You're going to have to find a preacher who can answer questions on what he just spoke. Religiously speaking, you need to wake up and see the issue. The Bible was a book that was handed down to you, designed to structure, label, and rally you. The best thing to do is get your own relationship with God and self-educate and pursue a real journey with the Almighty with no distractions from the church assembly setup or crookedness of the pew. On a religious note, the structures of today do not have a clue. Lean not on your own understanding or theirs. Take God with you and do what you have to do to guarantee salvation. Because the church ain't trying to do that, LaQuentin. It's really not about that. I can't say that about all churches. Oh, that's not what I'm saying. It's just so spread so far, you know. And you're supposed to be leading us, and you have more gripes than you do gains about the church.
Yeah.
I think that you need to have a personal relationship with God. Don't just lean on the church, honey. If you got to lean on the church the whole time, you don't have a real relationship with God because the church ain't doing what it's supposed to do. And that's just the God honest truth. We've made headlines with what preachers are doing now. We've lost people that used to go to church all the time because they talking about you, because you ain't got on a three-piece suit. It's really sad how the church does you, but the main objective of the church, they done forgot that. I saw that all up and down my feed, so I just couldn't help myself with my little PSA tonight. But happy Mother's Day early to everybody, and hopefully that cleared your mind a little bit where you might could have a good time.
Oh man, I appreciate that. You know, I haven't actually read it yet. I have it saved. I don't really like speaking about stuff unless I really know what's going on. But I know that there was a story about I believe it was Kendrick Lamar who called out the churches for not preaching the hard truth of God's judgment, and I haven't really got into to reading it yet, but I'm definitely going to check it out. But I think it's important that not just churches, but any group or anybody that is supposed to represent a certain thing, and when they're not doing that and they're taking advantage of their position of power, then it's very important that we as artists, you know, use our power of words to call that out. So I definitely appreciate you always coming through and letting us know that's why the church pews are empty.
That is exactly why they empty. You better get to know God yourself. You better sit there and talk to him at this point. The kind of world we're living in right now, LaQuentin, you need to get to know him on an everyday. He walking with me every day. I ain't got to hit that church because they ain't doing nothing. And that's the truth. That's just being honest, you know.
That is true, but I think it's also the way I look at it is, you know, the church has issues. I don't think there's not one church that's perfect.
Nope.
But I think it's important that we make sure that you know, as believers, yeah, we can go out and we can read the Bible on our own. But I think it's also important that we find a church home that's right for us, so that we cannot, you know, just get our own understanding from it, but get a look of it as a collective also. But definitely,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm one of those people where I feel like a lot of people put so much stock into the church, like that's going to get them there, because they don't.
Right.
And they're willing to be treated so badly, and you're really not receiving what you're supposed to be getting.
Right.
Because
there's
so much other drama going on. You know, they talking about each other just sitting right there. You know, that's my turnoff about churches. I would prefer to be part of that two or three.
And you know, and it's not about it's not about going to, you know, a big church or anything like that. Like you said, just getting, you know, those small churches where you can really, you know, get the message. And you know, you have a lot of churches, or I won't say a lot of churches, but some churches that just believe in numbers and you're not getting quality. You know, like you said,
you leaving
out the church the same way you came in. And that's not how it's supposed to be. And people too, like you were saying, they get just so caught up in going to church believing that just because they go to church they going to heaven. But there's a lot of people that go to church every week but still might be going to hell. You know.
That is true.
You know.
Be concerned with what they're actually giving you. That's all I'm saying. Be concerned. I'm not turning anybody off from church, honey, at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But be concerned with what they're giving you. They're supposed to be leading you to that moment where you get to meet him and you get to be there forever. I just wish that they would own up that it's not that I'm looking for perfection from the church. I'm looking for somebody that's actually striving for that. Because right now, I'm not real sure.
Yeah,
not real sure
yeah.
what we're striving for as far as that goes.
Mhm. Mhm.
And we're at a point where we need the things we need because time is running short. It is.
Okay.
And I hate to say that, but time is running short, and we need what we need. We don't need nothing we don't need.
Oh,
either
yeah.
it's right
yeah.
for me or it's not. You need to learn how to let it go. That's my message for early Mother's Day. Learn how to let it go if it ain't for you. Let it go.
That's real, though.
Let it go.
That is so real, man. It's like the first piece that you
if
shared.
It ain't feeling you holy, if it ain't feeling you holy, LaQuette, honey, let it go. We ain't got time for 3 3/4 Christian, 3 3/4 friends. We ain't got time for
yeah.
none of that, honey. Either be whole or goodbye.
And would you say they changed, or would you say that they were just never your friend in the beginning?
I would say that over time, people change. And you do separate. You just have to know that I'm on a different path and we ain't never going to meet up. We ain't never going to crisscross no more. You have to value your friendships, your relationships for what they are. If it's not benefiting you to have that friend, and I'm not talking about your friend buying you everything and whoop-de-whoop. I'm talking about actually being there for you. You know, whether you're right, wrong, or indifferent, and trying to help you
yeah.
and make you a better person. You don't need nobody that's just your growth, honey. Back up. Give me 50 feet.
Yeah.
I can let it go. Sell it on let go, LaQuentin. Sell it on let go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you do have a lot of friendships that are one-sided, you know, that
right.
And like you said, it's not about, you know, necessarily a friend that's buying you everything. But I think that a relationship should balance in a way where, you know, maybe I don't have, you know, the money this go around, you know, but maybe next time, hey, since I bought your lunch this time, you got me next time. You know,
right, and it's
something like that.
It can boil down to this person is always listening, and you ain't never got time to listen to me when I got a problem. I can't never have a problem. It could be something as simple as that. You don't need time for that.
Yeah,
you ain't got time
right.
for that.
Yeah.
Be there for me like I be there for you, or we ain't gonna kick it.
Yeah, I hear you, but you know what? That's definitely the truth. You know, these friendships got to get better to where. That, you know, because me personally, if I'm in a relationship or a friendship with someone, and you know I consider them a friend, it would bother me personally if someone felt like I wasn't giving them enough, like they're giving me enough. You know that would bother me. Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bothered by that, LaQuentin.
Yeah. You should, but you know what? You have a lot of people that just don't mind just taking from people and don't mind it. You know, they don't mind not giving their portion of the friendship or the relationship. They just want to take as much as they can. And, you know, you have even some people that they've always done that their whole life. And even when they get older, they're doing the same thing, still taking, still trying to get over on people.
Because it works for them, LaQuentin. That's why they keep doing it. It works for them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Until somebody say, I ain't got time for that no more. You don't never got time for me.
Yeah.
I mean, do you care about
yeah.
your life minutes? That might need to be the answer or the post for tonight. Do you care about my life minutes?
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. We
the way
definitely
I care about yours, you know.
Yeah, we definitely need people like you to keep coming through and shedding the light and speaking up and speaking out,
Well, I try to stick with it. And y'all come out and have a good time with us this weekend. There's all types of stuff going on. Laugh, fun, entertainment, like you said, in Welver at Club Empire. We're going to kick it off real nice for you because that's how we do it.
Good deal, good deal. And we're going to have to get you to come on here and co-host as well because I know you will lay it down.
Right. I don't know, LaQuinn. I don't know.
Hey, you would definitely make the mic nice and get them right.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the Truth Tuesdays? I said it sounds good.
Hey, we're definitely going to do it. But again, thank you so much. And just continue to do what you do and speaking the truth.
Thank you so much. And continue to do the awesome stuff that you do.
As long as we keep supporting each other and doing one another, we're going to do some great things.
Absolutely. Blessings to you, my brother. Thank you for letting me hop on here.
Always, always. And that right there was the serum of truth coming through and making the mic nice as well. Man, this has been another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And if you are just tuning in, you definitely have to go through and check out the archives and listen in because you have definitely missed a great, great conversation. But definitely a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And before we go, I just want to leave you with a few quotes just about motherhood. Sometimes the strength of motherhood is greater than the natural laws. To describe my mother would be to write about a hurricane in its perfect power or by climbing falling colors of the rainbow. Being a mother has made me so tired and so happy, by Tina Fey. Birth is the epicenter of a woman's power. And we just thank you as mothers for your hard work each and every day. And not only as children or just raising children, but even when your children even become adults. And again, thank you so, so much. And I'm going to leave you out with a song for Mama again by Boys to Men. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the radio. Make sure you also listen next Tuesday as Kenesha Wilson will be co-hosting.
Mama, Mama.